Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing on this beautiful, fabulous, positive Thursday? This is going to be episode 37, and the topic is going to be about living your best life now. Live your best life now. Let's go, everyone. That's going to be today's positive Thursday topic. I hope y'all all having a good day. What I want to say to each one of you listeners, and for those of you that's joining me today for the first time, thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And this today's Positive Thursday topic, I know they can resonate with just about anyone. How many of y'all have been thinking about living your best life in a moment? You know how I know now there's been a lot going on, you know, with the coronavirus, and we all have our own personal obstacles that we go on and that goes on in each one of our lives, and that's different for each one of us. But this is what I want to say. Sometimes we want to live our best life, even when there's not being what I mean by that. Let me slow down. We want to live our best life in a moment. You know how sometimes we can be hesitant, like, okay, if somebody like had that goal that they want to achieve, like say, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds, or not even just 10 pounds, or you have a book or something inside of you that you want to do. A purpose that you know is God telling you to do, take them baby steps and do it. You know, or you want to just take that trip, or either just like, just something fun that you've never done before, like spending a day, you know, and pampering yourself instead of running around here and there. I know that sometimes, you know, we have jobs, we have kids, but sometimes enjoying the smallest things in life can make each one of our lives better. And me, myself, I'm going to be honest with you, for one of you, I'm going to share a brief story of y'all, what I've been going through. The last couple months or so have been very challenging for me. And I've also always been a positive person, but I face a lot of obstacles. And there's a lot of things that I've been stepping out of faith doing, like doing this podcast, which I've been doing for almost about 3 years. And other things I've been doing as well, too. But like little fears and stuff and creeping in, like the what if and what people might say or think. And stuff like that can destroy your happiness. It can destroy your moment of living in your now. If you woke up this morning in your right mind, you are blessed. If you have running water, clothes and food on your back, you're blessed. It's so many different ways that we can live our best life now. You don't have to be perfect, or things don't have to be perfect for you to live your best life now. It can be the smallest things by living your best life now. It can be by giving other people words of encouragement or forgiving people that hurt us. And, you know, life is just so short. And sometimes it is hard to look at the positive when there's so much negativity going on. And also, not only just that, living in the moment and living the life that you want to live and enjoying your life now and being happy, you know, with the small things. And I say starting off with the small things because I know, like, you know, some people have struggled with maybe like having like, you know, Like, say, for example, if you're the kind of person that, okay, you're a positive person. It could be even a positive person, but sometimes I think that sometimes our minds can shift more to thinking negative than positive, even though we want to think positive. Because some of you listeners can relate to me on that. You know, so that's what I wanted to say, but live your best life now. Don't wait till everything get perfect. Don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to no one. You got that book you want to write? Write it. You want to forgive someone? Forgive them. Because remember, forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for us. And that's something that I had to learn how to do, learn how to forgive. And I try not to hold on to grudges myself. And I had to forgive a lot of people in order for me to move forward in my life. And I'm still working through certain things, and I'm learning to let go and enjoy life, the small things, and seeing the beautiful things around me, like the trees, you know, that I can walk, you know, I can talk. Because yesterday I went to go visit one of my aunts on my dad's side of the family, and I got to see my cousins I haven't seen in a long time, and she's not walking now, you know, because she had a stroke, and, you know, it's a whole other story, but it must make me think how blessed I am, because I'm able to walk, and I don't have to have nobody take care of me but my aunt, you know, she has to depend on my cousins for her, my cousins to take care of her. So we got to look at things like that as people that can't walk, that gotta have other people do things for them. So if you can move your hands, if you got two hands, if you got two feet, think about that. That's something that makes you want to live in a moment and be and live your best life because you can walk. You can write, you know, so I know it might sound silly, but the small things count. That's what I want to say to y'all, the small things. But we're going to have some fun on this Positive Thursday. I want to make y'all laugh, and I want to share an audio of y'all with y'all of Kevin Hart, the stand-up comedian. He is so funny. For those of you who are Kevin Hart fans, I have an audio clip that I want to share of one of his stand-ups. Was so funny where he was talking about how this actress, I forgot the name of the animal. It's kind of like a bird, one of them big, tall birds. It was so funny how he shared what happened to him when the bird was chasing him. So I'm going to share that with y'all. So we're going to laugh all together. We're going to have some fun.
I'm in Nebraska. I'm doing a show in Nebraska. I had to pee, so I'm on the side of the road. I'm peeing, right? I get done peeing. I look to my left. It's a big-ass ostrich looking at me while I'm peeing. He was standing on one leg like this. His body was facing this way, but his head was like this. Now, I didn't know what it was, so I didn't say anything. My friend got out of the car. He's like, yo, what's that? I was like, I don't know. It's like a big-ass man pigeon. I don't know what it is, right? He's like, there ain't no man pigeon. I was like, it is a man pigeon. He took a pin, he threw an ink pen at it, right? As soon as he threw the pin at it, hit the ostrich in the chest. As soon as he hit the ostrich, his other leg came down. His body was still facing this way, but his head was still like this. Now, when his leg came down, this is when the bitch started to come out of me a little bit. I was like, you know what? We should probably go get back in the car because we don't really know what that means. You know what I mean? Like that could be a sign. That could mean like you got 10 seconds to get the fuck out of my face before I kill you. I'm gonna eat your kids. We don't know what he's trying to say. So let's just get back in the car. We safe at. So we get in the car. As soon as we get in the car, I start laughing. I'm like, you a bitch, man. Like, no, you a bitch. I'm like, no, you a bitch. I'm laughing. I'm driving like 30 miles per hour. I look out the passenger window. The ostrich was running 30 miles per hour beside the car. His body was still facing this way. But his head was still like this. And he was hard-assing at 30 miles per hour. Now, when I'm scared, like if I'm real, real scared, I get emotional. I'll start to cry if I'm real, real scared. So I got a little emotional. You know, I looked at my friend. I was like, why would you throw a pin at it if we don't even know what it is? No, 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 I'm not saying that. I'm saying we don't even know what it is. He's like, dude, stop bitching. Speed up. I lied to y'all not. I started driving like 60 miles per hour. When I tell y'all that this ostrich was running 60 miles per hour, I'm not bullshitting. His body was still facing this way, but his head was still like this. He was running so you couldn't even see his legs. He was going so fucking fast. He was just moving. And the reason why I was so scared is because he never looked in front of him. Like, he didn't care about a wall, another ostrich. He was just looking at us. But the way he was looking at us is like he was saying, when I catch y'all, I'ma fuck both y'all up over a pin. Over a goddamn pin. And I was like, why don't you just apologize? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't throw the pin. I was scared. That's the only time I ever shit on myself in my life. I've never shit on myself, but I let go that time. I let loose.
All right, everyone, to see this stand-up with Kevin Hart talking about the ostriches when he's chasing him. It's called Kevin Hart Ostrich, I Am a Grown Little Man. You can go on YouTube to see the video version of him I'm talking about it. It's so funny. What would y'all do if an animal or something was chasing y'all? What would y'all do? Y'all run? Y'all just stand there? Like, what would y'all do? I tell you, laughter is so good for you. It's so good. So moving forward, everyone, I'm still thinking about the laughing at that stand-up. Every time I see that, and Kevin Hart did that about 8 years ago, and every time I see that stand-up on that part about the ostriches part, when he talk about that, it is so funny. I seen Kevin Hart live in person when he came to Philly at the Financial Link, and he's really funny in person. Very funny. So I have a question to ask each one of you. Think about it for 1 second. What have you been thinking about for a long time that you feel as though that can help you live the life, your best life that you want to live today? Like just life in general. Is it that like that jacket that you want to wear or that dress? I know now it's in the summertime and you might have that special outfit that you want to wear, but it's for the winter. Why not wear it? You know, people might look at you all silly and stuff like that and laugh like, dang, look at him, look at her. They got that leather hot jacket on and it's like 100 degrees. So what? You could be like, so what? I'm living my best life today. Today. That's all that matters. Living your blessed life today. And that's what life should be about. Thinking about the small things, regardless of the obstacles and the challenge that you may face. It's very important. Very important. So do y'all have any plans this upcoming weekend? Time fly by so fast. I'm actually going out to see my daughter on Friday to celebrate. Actually, her birthday is this Thursday. She'll be 23. And I'm flying out to Vegas to go to celebrate my birthday with my daughter and a couple of people in my family. And she's going to have friends out there. So I'm looking forward. I'm going to have a ball. Even though I'm 41, I'm going to turn into like I'm a 21-year-old girl. turn up. Let me stop. Let me get serious, everyone. Getting back focused on this podcast. But also, I want to have fun and make each one of you laugh. Living your best life today is about learning to love yourself unconditionally, even forgiving yourself, even past mistakes you have made. Although I know that learning to love ourselves and forgiving ourselves, it do takes time. It's like a book, like a regular book that you have, and it's like it has different chapters in it. And situations that happen in our lives, I call it seasons of change, because how some things change in people's lives. For example, back in 2017, I used to weigh 224 pounds, and currently now I weigh 160 pounds. I went through a whole weight loss transformation, and today I am living my best life today because I'm more healthier. Thank you, Jesus. Another way that we can live our life, our best life today, is by praying. Prayer changes things. And for sure, and for me, I can truly say, me having faith and me having God in my life, it had made a big difference in my life. It's number one in my life. And it does help to make my life better. Although, you know, I face challenges just like the everyday average person. But me having my faith in God, number one in my life, a part of my life, it makes a difference in my life. Learning how to live your best life today is being grateful for what you have, the small things. And sometimes some people think, well, I don't have this together. I don't have that together. You don't have to be perfect to live the best, your best life. It can be the small things. So what you can do is, start writing a grateful list. Like each morning, write 5 things on a piece of paper or type it up in your phone. 5 things that I am grateful for. And you start doing that every day for 21 days. It turns into a habit, and watch how your life change. Another way that you can live your best life today is by exercising. For those of you that's not into health and wellness, like as far as like exercising at the gym or consistent, making small changes in your health as far as like even just walking around a block. If you have like a significant other or a sister or a friend or whoever, if you do that every day, for those of you not into exercising or just walking in general, you do that like maybe three days out of a week for like maybe like 15 minutes or a half an hour of your day, that helps start your day off wonderful, especially in the morning time. I do my, I try to get to the gym at like 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's what works for me, and I believe that it can work for anyone. But I know different things work for different people. But any time of day that you feel that works better for you, morning, you know, doing that morning exercise, I mean, it works wonderful. It's walking around a block, walking around that track, if you have a track near you, or even going to the gym. That can help make a difference in each one of your lives. And if you have music that you can enjoy, listening to good music that makes you feel good, It can make you want to live your best life. Good uplifting music, positive music, that kind of music that make you want to just get up. As soon as you hear that tune, you know how you hear like a song, like if you have like that favorite song and you hear that one beat, boom, 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 it just makes you want to get up and dance and you just forget about everything. You're in the moment, you dancing, and you just enjoying life. songs that make, that have hot beats, excuse me, speaking of songs that have hot beats that make you want to dance and live in a moment today, make you want to smile and lift up your spirits when you're feeling sad or feeling like you just want to give up on life, I think about songs like these, you know, songs like they have beats, and maybe many of you can think of songs that have beats that make you want to move your feet and make you feel better. Songs like this with nice beats just like this that make you want to dance. Even if it's just no words, it just make you want to move and make you want to just two-step. Whatever favorite dance you like. Songs like this. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. Put your hands up. Move your feet. Let's dance. Y'all should see me, y'all. Let's go. Let's go. With living your best life today is enjoying yourself, dancing, listening to good music that make you want to dance. And even if you don't know how to dance, it's okay. Do a two-step, clap your hands, or even just bob your head like you're a bobblehead doll. I could be so silly, everyone. I could be so silly. And another thing is this too. When you want to live your best life in the moment today, and I know everybody has their own definition, but I believe that if we all can help each other by giving words of encouragement to each other, I believe that we can all play our own part in this world and sow the seeds of goodness, of uplifting others instead of putting others down. And moving forward, this is also what I want to say is this. Living your best life today in the moment as being your true authentic self. And I know that many people have struggled with trying to figure out who they are as a person, or maybe have lost themselves in trying to find out who they are. And I mean, I can truly relate to y'all, each one of you, on that, because I myself went through so much trying to figure out who I was and trying to fit in with a lot of people, especially with growing up and being teased. And I always felt like an outcast, not just even because of my genetic disorder and the things that I had to go through, but just all in all. And I believe that everyone want to get accepted. But in reality, everybody is not going to accept you. So that's when it comes down to knowing who you are and being comfortable in your own skin. And that takes time and it takes courage to be who you are. But I'll tell you one thing, what I'm learning is that's this. It's so much easier when you're your true self. When you try to pretend and put on a fake mask to be something you're not, it just can put a hole in someone's heart, because it's like somebody that's in a movie and they acting. They have to act out of character. So say if you act, it's like you're acting like, you know, you're being something that you're not. Imagine going through your life every day doing that. That's not happiness. That's not being in the moment. That's not being authentic. Just being false. So we learn how to... This, I'm going to speak to those of you that struggle, those new listeners that struggle with being yourself and want to be accepted by other people. And I just want to let you know that you're not alone. I've been there and I'm still on a journey. I got a lot better with everyone of learning how to be myself. I'm still learning more and more to feel more and more comfortable in my skin, and which I have got 85% better, and God is helping me to work on them insecurities and things that I have to still work on. And I'm in a working process. And I want to encourage each one of you who are struggling with being your true authentic self and worry about being accepted and worry about, you know, being rejected by other people. And I want to let you also know is that you're unique, you're beautiful in your own way. You know, don't worry about your flaws or any kind of scars you have or any mistakes you have. I made mistakes. I'm not perfect. We all make mistakes. And I just want to let you know that. So keep your head up. Keep doing what you're doing. Take them baby steps and understand this, that change takes time and is not an overnight thing. And just think about, you know, just think, reflect. Because I know everybody's journey is different. Reflect and think about how far God has brought you from. How far have you come? Think about what has changed from last year up until now. Or like, what little bit of difference do you see? And if you see some difference and change in your life, clap your hands. Give yourself a kiss. Like a, even as in a mirror, like, I love you. I love me. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. Move your body. Put your hands up. Come on, let's go. Let's enjoy ourselves. Do your dance. Even if you can't dance, do a two-step. Or just bob your head. Kind of song that make you want to just like do any kind of dance, like especially if you having a drink or something like that. And you know how people, you know, like everybody get, I mean, everybody different when they drink, but I know some people, like especially in my family, like my grandma, like when she get a little sip on and she hear a song that make her want to move, she start doing her little dance, and then she start dropping it like it's hot. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at my grandma. But I pray that when I do get her age, she's in her 70s, she don't look like it, that I can still drop it low like she can. You know what I mean? But life is about enjoying yourself and being in a moment. And I know that sometimes it can be hard when you face an obstacle and challenges, and you may feel like you're alone and you're not alone. And I wanted to speak to those you listeners who struggle with being your true authentic self and want to be accepted by everyone. See, when you're not your true authentic self and when you have to put on a mask in front of everyone else, you can't live your best life. You can't live in a moment because you're being something you're not. And I went through that for so long, for a long time. And I got 85% better with being more comfortable in my skin. And God is working in me, and I'm still learning, you know, how to be even more comfortable in my skin. But I have come a long way, but I'm still in a working process. And I want to encourage each one of you out there that's still struggling with being yourself and wanting to be accepted by everybody and afraid to be yourself. And when it comes down to it, everyone is not going to accept you. Everyone is not going to like you. And you can't please everybody. You can't, there's no way that you can be happy. You can't make everybody happy. You can't, you know, if you're a people pleaser and you want to make everybody happy, you can't, no matter what you do, some people it's not going to be enough. So what it comes down to is just learning what you know is best for you. What's going to make you happy, even if it's just the small things. And you, remember this, what I just said is, you don't have to be perfect. Don't worry about your flaws. Don't worry about your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. We all not perfect. And I want to let each one of you know that you're beautiful in your own way. And I want to tell you to live your best life today. Even if you have like an organization or someone that you want to call up and say, I love you, that you haven't talked to in a long time, whether it's a friend or a family member, do that. Do it. Because you never know. It might be your last day. Is it that special meal you want, like that cake, or it's just something special or something that you want to do, something maybe small, But it's a big thing because you're enjoying and you're doing what you want to do in the moment. And you're not saying, okay, I'll do this tomorrow. I'll do it this time. And then soon you know it, you know, this time will be like, it'll be next year. So whatever you got to do that you're passionate about, that's on your heart, that you want to do, and you want to just enjoy your life, do it. Don't wait till everything is perfect. Do it. Do what you know is going to be best for you and going to make you happy. And for those of you singles like myself, I just want to let you know is that it's okay to be single sometimes, but I believe that it's not good for man to be alone. And I'm single myself, and I believe that everybody deserves to have a helpmate, that right partner for them. But first, you know, you have to learn how to enjoy yourself first and be the person that you want to be the person that you're trying to attract. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you're getting rid of all old baggage, all old relations, anything that happened in your old relationship, let that go. Because if you take that into a new relationship, it can destroy it. So that's what I want to say. That's what I want to say to each one of you. And I also want to say this, that I'm truly happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with someone because it is powers and the numbers. Please subscribe to my YouTube page. It's Zoe Flower YouTube page. Subscribe to my page. I really will appreciate that. And check out my Healthy Food on the Go, which I do every Wednesday. And that's on my YouTube page where I share different healthy foods that you can try. And that was inspired by my weight loss journey. And I wanted to help other people to see that you can eat healthy foods on the go. Because I know we live in a fast-paced world. That you can eat healthy foods and healthy foods as you go to work or just even if you're at home. So check that out every Wednesday, my Healthy Food on the Go. And follow me on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And follow me on Twitter at Zoe Flower Twitter. God bless each one of you, and you have a super great rest of the weekend. And I want to hear your feedback from your podcast. I want to know, tell me what y'all did, what y'all want to do to live your best life today. Send me an email at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And you can send me a message on this podcast and give me an idea of other future podcast ideas, topics that you would love for me to discuss, everyone. Here I go, skipping words. I didn't have a drink yet. It's not Friday. But trust me, I'm going to have my drink Friday. I'm going down to my daughter's, and we're going to have a ball, and I'm going to have a good time, and I'm going to live in the moment and live my best life today, tomorrow, each day that God gave me. I'm going to live my blessed life. And I pray that each one of you live your best life. God bless y'all. Talk to y'all next Positive Thursday.
Watch it, too much, so. Them chatty.